I'm just so excited about the weekend. We had a wonderful weekend. Good morning, TFC family. Glad that you joined us. Let us just go to prayer. Loving God, we're going to thank you for waking us up this morning. For forgive us, Lord, for forget that you are in charge. Keep us focused on you today, Lord, more than ourselves. Thank you for giving us wisdom to guide us and your strength to help us to follow your way. Help us to be a blessing to others and please in your eyesight. Lord, I long for peace that will allow us to rest and calm and secure in a world full of confliction. We want the kind of peace that lasts forever, does not raise or fall according to our circumstance. Lord, visit the nursing home hospital today, Lord. Pray for my cousin that had an operation for his kidney, but it was successful. Father, pray for the De Leon family. Pray for the Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. to say yes to the TMC call. Thank you for the speaker that's going to download information in us this morning. TMC family, guests, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our TMC family. And nothing is more important than the Lord. In Jesus' name, let us everyone say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Cox, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
God bless you, and I say thank you once again. Good morning to you again, Minister Cynthia Cox, and thank you for seating and greeting everyone on this call this morning and starting our day with that prayer. And I want to say thank you for that great tag, Keep the Faith Monday. Praise God. Good morning, everyone, and I join Minister Cox in welcoming you to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And if this is your first time with us, we give you a special Kingdom's greetings. We're excited that you took the time to be with us today, and we invite you to join us every Monday through Friday here at the Master's Call, and that's 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific Time. We thank God for allowing two blessed women of God to start this call in October 2010, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. And this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, again, invite your family and friends to come and receive a blessing every day here on the Master's Call. We have a website for you to visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. On the site, you can listen to past messages, read the bios, and get prayer directives to certain situations that may come about that we pray about through our time here on the Master's Call. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as being a greeter, or you want to share a word from the Lord, and then you may just have a prayer request or praise reports, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Now, Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. Now, we're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that you heard Minister Cox mention earlier, and that's assisting millions around the world with healthier lives and because of their awesome products. And that great company is Artis International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Now, to get more information about this great company, you can get on the morning motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday right after this call. And it's hosted by our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, and a team of great leaders. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598. Again, that's 539-598. pound. And I tell you, you will get a buffet of great information about what this company is doing around the world. Now, TNC family, I know that you are ready to hear a great word from the Lord. Now, I tell you, this young lady is from, she was born and raised in Southern California, and she is the proud mother of Kalon Ty Williams. Now, this young man, of course, we could talk about him because we're looking forward to great things in his life. He's a basketball player, he's a golfer, and he is such a young man who's showing great things being done in his life, and she's so proud of him. Now, Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, is the middle child of a sister, between a sister and a brother, Yvette and Aaron, and she is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, with a BS degree in criminal justice. Now, Tiffany grew up in Southern California. She's currently the employee of City of Culver City, California, in the Transportation Department. She serves in many capacities. She is a mentor. She's a leader. She's a great woman of God. She's currently attending Oasis Christian Church in Los Angeles. Now, she's a planner, a designer, a coordinator, and I mean, we could go on and on, but to us, she is our songbird, okay, here on the Master's Call. I tell you, the woman has a blessed ministry. God is using her extensively in many capacities, and we love her because she loves to travel. I love to travel with her, I tell you. And she's encouraging, and she loves to support others, including her son, Kalon. Now, you will hear a great word from the Lord, and you will see that she has that ministry of exaltation. She was given the opportunity to mature her calling, she says, here on the Master's Call. So I'm going to get out of the way because this young lady can give you some a buffet of information, and she will give you words of encouragement. So I'm going to get out of the way and present to you none other than our songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale in Southern California. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda Terrell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that profound introduction this morning. To you, Minister Cynthia Cox, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer this morning. And definitely you've talked about faith, or tagged with faith this morning. Just keep the faith. And that ties into my message, which you'll see shortly. And God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. Yes, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I thank God for the Master's Call, to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my mother eagle, and to Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic. I thank you for being a part of my life, and I thank you for your yes, because if it was not for your yes here on the Master's Call, we would not be able to have this telecommunication sanctuary every Monday through Friday, and we've been moving forward since 2010, so praise God for both of you, and I pray that God will continue to do greater and new things in your life. Well, this morning, I am so excited about this time and this season that we're in, and truly God is showing up and showing out in big ways. And I had the opportunity to attend the Reloaded Empowerment Conference that the Kings of Artists and Artists International actually brought together a few weeks ago. And when we went there, the whole theme of that conference was Reloaded. And so when we left there, everyone started posting on their Facebook page, I am reloaded, I am reloaded, I am reloaded. And so I said, oh, wow, okay, so what does that reloaded, you know, thing really mean? You know, we went out there with excitement. I mean, it was just like a newfound freedom that we found in the conference. So right now, let's go to God in prayer, and then I'll give you the message that he gave to me to give to you this morning. Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for blessing me. I thank you that you woke me up and that you allowed me to see a new day. Father, I thank you that you reside in me. And so right now I ask that I, Tiffany Lauderdale, would decrease so that you, God, can increase in me, and that this work will go forth clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that ears, hearts will be open to receive what thus says the Lord. These things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we are reloaded. So let's look at that word reloaded and see what reloaded really, really means. Reloaded, most of the time we see something being reloaded, that means most of us always think of a gun that's being loaded again with ammunition. Well, that could be one way to look at it. And then you may look at your computer, and a lot of times we're saying, oh, well, we're reloading our computer and we're rebooting our computer. And what does that really look like? Well, that means that you're turning the computer off and then allowing it to reboot itself, and then it's coming back on again. So reload is actually a verb. It's an action word, and it means to load again. And it describes the action. It's a state of being. It's where we are in Artists International right now in this month of April 2015. We have been reloaded. And so as I was going through the reloaded experience, I thought it was kind of ironic that they had mentioned during the conference that that was the same hotel where the English Market started its first conference some years ago. And how profound would it be that in the first quarter of 2015 that we would be back in the same place? Why? Because God is trying to tell us something. And he did tell us something. The question is, did we receive what God had told us to do? So now let me break down that word reloaded. And so let's look at the R in reloaded. The first, the R says renew. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24 in the New Living Translation reads, verse 22, throw off your old sinful nature and your former ways of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. 23, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. 24, put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So see, in this season right now, it's about renewing yourself, not looking back at what happened before, but looking at the new things that God has in store for you. I recall many, many times here on this call and on other calls that we have been on in 2008, when artists first came into the English-speaking market, there was really no systems. There was not any structure. There was not anything for us to follow at that particular time. But in this season, God has given us what many people have asked for. But it's not to do it the old way. It's to do it the new way that God has called for us to do it, allowing him to be first and then see what he gives unto us. E, endure. Romans 5, 1 through 21, for sake of time, you can read that whole chapter in your free time. But right now, for time's sake, let's go to chapter 5, verses 3 through 4 in the ESV. It says, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, and that E is endure, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. When I left from that conference, I had a new feeling of hope. I felt that I was, first of all, a breakthroughpreneur, as Dr. Stan Harris said. We're kingdompreneurs. And so we have broken through some barriers as those people stood on that stage and they broke through those blocks. Every single block that broke, I felt that that was a weight that was falling off for me. Things that I had held on to, things that I have allowed to hinder me, things that I allowed to hold me back, my past reflections presented in front of me every day and looking at that and not moving forward. But see, what it told me is that there is hope in Jesus and that there is hope in Artists International, and all I needed to do is to position myself to endure. Let's look at the L. The L, loyal or loyalty. Many of us receive loyalty pins from Artists International at the Empowerment Conference. And what did that really represent? That was a symbol of our commitment and our dedication to Artists International. It was a way of the founders and co-founders saying, thank you for sticking and staying. Thank you for being here. Thank you for continuing to offer experiences all around the world that are changing lives. It was a way of saying thank you, but it also required you. You had to make a decision that you were going to be loyal to Artists International. And so loyalty plays a big, big part in this journey that we go on every single day. We are called to be loyal to God. We're called to be loyal to one another. And then we're called to be loyal to the world. Revelations 14:12 in the ESV reads, here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. So if we keep our faith in God, if we keep the commandments, God has greater in store for us. And in this season, great and new things are happening. The 150 Club, that is something great and new. You know, Artists is rewarding us every day. The 150 Club is opening doors of opportunity for many people. Not only that, if you sign up a junior or a professional builder this month, they are giving you 3 courtesy memberships for free. I don't believe that it gets better than that. So just make sure that you continue to be loyal to what God has called you to do first, and also in Artists International, what the founders have asked for us to do in this time and in this season. Let's look at the letter O, obedience. Leviticus 26, that whole chapter, if you read it in your spare time, you'll see that verses 1 through 13 deals with the blessing for obedience. And then when you read verses 14 till the end, you'll see that it will tell you about the curse for disobedience. See, we first must obey God. And us here at Artists International, we must obey what the co-founders and the founders have asked for us to do. It's a matter of following the system, following the leadership. Philippians 2, 1 through 5, read it in its entirety in your at your own time. But right now, for time's sake, let's look at verse 2. Then make me truly by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and one purpose. See, here in Artists International, we stand on the pillars of faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy. And if we have one mind, we can make all of those things come true and be manifest in each of our lives. Right now, all they ask for us to do is follow the system. And if we follow the system that has been put in place at this time, which every day may not seem to be the perfect system, but there is a system, and it just requires us to be obedient and follow the plan that has been given to each one of us. Let's look at the A, agreement. When two or more people agree to a special thing, when God makes an agreement, it's called covenant. But when we ourselves make it a decision to work together, that would be called agreement. So that A in Reloaded means that we are coming together in agreement for one purpose, and that is so that Artists International will continue to be the number one reshaping company all over the world. And not only that, that it will continue to change lives, that it will continue to change bank accounts, and that it will allow dreams to be manifest and seen in 2015. Let's look at Matthew 18 and 19 in the New Living Translation, which reads, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. So we have said we are reloaded. We have said it. We have wrote it down. We have made it our vision. Many of us have it in our house, on our mirrors. We have it in our cars. We have it in our work areas that says we are reloaded. So we are already coming into agreement that we are reloaded, that new things are happening for us, that greater things are happening for us, that the momentum is going to be historical for the month of April 2015 in Artists International. This is a time period that has never happened before. Why? Because it's a new day. It's a new season, and God has greater things in store for us. See, many of us have decided to follow the system, to duplicate the system, and to train on the artist system. And once we do what we're asked to do, watch what God will do for us. Okay, the first D in Reloaded is determined. And determined, this scripture right here is so amazing. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." If that is not determination, I don't know what is. A lot of times we go through our days and we think we want to do what we want to do, but then we find ourselves in a whole different place. And I just say, Lord, I just thank you for that Jeremiah 29:11 move that you just threw in. Because a lot of things that we plan for don't go according to our way. But really, it's not about our ways. God said his ways are higher than our ways. So a lot of times when we look around us every day and we are sitting here trying to figure out what God is doing, you will never understand or be able to fathom what he's doing, because in that scripture, he didn't say that you needed to know anything. He said, "For I know the plan." So if he knows the plans, why are you trying to figure it out? We need to just trust and believe and have faith in God that he is doing something good and great for us. E, encourage. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 in the New Living Translation says, "So encourage each other and build each other up." Let me say that one more time. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. See, every day we have to, first of all, encourage ourselves. Encourage yourself. There's a song that says, sometimes you need to encourage yourself. Sometimes you need to speak over yourself. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. So every day when you wake up, encourage yourself. Say that I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. There is something great that is going to happen to me. I walk under the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ. I am covered by his blood. I am victorious and I am more than a conqueror. And as you say those affirmations, as you grow out through the day and you encounter and you come across other sisters and brothers, you ask them how they're doing and you're saying, and they say, "Oh, I'm doing wonderful." Or some of them might say, I don't feel good today. Well, you tell them, you know what, you're blessed. It's up to us to encourage one another. They shouldn't have to walk around feeling bad. You could put a smile on somebody's face by just being an encourager. And finally, the D, don't quit. Many times in life we get stuck in a rut. But you know what? I'm telling you today, don't quit. Continue to run the race that God has given you. Continue to stay in your lane and focus ahead. Don't look back. Don't quit, because you have been reloaded. Romans 8:28 in the New Living Translation reads, "And we know that God causes everything." Let me go back. "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Wow. Praise God. God knows the purpose that he has for each of us. Many of us may not really understand what our purpose is, but God knows. And so every day as you continue to get up and wake up, ask God to show you what his will is for your life. Ask him to speak to your heart and to your mind and allow that passion that you have inside of you to flow into your purpose. We here on this day, as we go from this day forth into the rest of this week, the following weeks to come, the days that God allows for us to be here, remember, we here in Artists International are reloaded. Look at the new and the greater things that he has for us. Don't look back on what it used to be, but embrace and endure in the newness of what he has for us. I love each and every single one of you. God loves you best. And remember, we are reloaded. Back over to you, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Wow, wow, wow. Praise God. We are reloaded. Thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for that profound word this morning. And I will be calling you back and ask you to give us our benediction after these few announcements. But let's go into prayer before the Lord. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you, O God, for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Lord, because you made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And, Lord God, there are times when many may feel like they're stuck in a rut, but, Father, you said that we can be restored. We thank you for your restoration power, Lord God, and it's through your resurrection power, O God. We glorify you, Father, for your word is forever settled in heaven. You watch over your word to perform it. We thank you for the word that has gone forth this day, Lord God, to reload us and to show us, Lord God, that you have made us victorious in you. Father God, we thank you for Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, and we ask you, Father, that you pour back into her, Lord God, the virtue, O God, the virtue of restoration and the reload restoration, Lord God, that she's given us. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of love, peace, joy, and tranquility, Lord God, would abide in her mind, body, and spirit, O God. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you that is being restored to her, Lord God, as she reloads in you, O Father. We thank you, Lord God, for her son, Kalon. We thank you for protecting them from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for your ministering angels ministering to them in a very special way. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for the strength that you've given them. You say the joy of the Lord is their strength. And we thank you, Father, for renewing their strength in a mighty way this day, O God. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved families, Lord God. Dorothy Cook, Phyllis Carter, Charlie Mae Lewis, and there are others, Lord God, that lost loved ones. Father God, we ask that you minister to them and that you show them, Lord, the comfort that no one else can show, Father God. We thank you for putting your arms around them in a special way. We thank you, Father, for restoring your people, Gretchen and Miss Broomfield and Marie Preston's mother and Mama Josie and all those, Lord God, that have gone through some trying times. Father, we thank you that you are the God who we can call on. And you say you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for Artists International. We thank you, Father, for restoring Elvia, Lord God, as she's carrying a child, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing in their lives and in our lives, Father. The people on this call, we glorify you for each and every one of them and putting your arms around them and letting them know that this day, a new week, that they are reloaded. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree it, we declare it, and we stand on it in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this powerful message again, and you can go to 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. I tell you, it's such a profound message this morning. And next is the motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300. The pen is 539-598-POUND. Well, thank you again, Minister Cynthia Cox, for opening our call up with the joy of the Lord. And we thank you once again, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for the profound message, Reloaded. So we're asking that you come back and give us our benediction.
Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you that we are renewed. We thank you that we endure. We thank you that we are loyal. We thank you that we are obedient. We thank you, God, that we're able to come into agreement. We thank you because we are predestined and we are determined. We thank you that we are encouragers and that we don't quit. We thank you, God, that you have created within us a clean heart and renewed the right spirit within us. And we thank you that we are reloaded. And so we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise, and we believe that this day will be great. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I love each and every single one of you, and we'll hear you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.